I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. The Atlanta City Council has agreed to transfer the deeds for 31 properties to Atlanta Public Schools, thus fulfilling a campaign promise made by Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms. According to the AJC, the school district and the city have been battling over the deeds since APS legally split from the city in the 70s. APS wants the ability to sell and trade school properties it no longer needs. Atlanta eventually plans to turn over a total of 52 properties to APS. State lawmakers will vote today on legislation that would allow a group of Henry County residents to break away and form their own municipality. The new community of Eagles Landing would carve about 9,000 residents, along with a major business and shopping district, out of Stockbridge. Opponents of the plan say the borders of Eagles Landing are drawn to exclude African Americans. And the Georgia Department of Economic Development says the state set a new record for international trade last year. GPB's Taylor Gant looks at the numbers.
2017 was a big year for Georgia trade, with the state making $128 billion worth of deals across the globe. According to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, that's over $1 billion more than the previous state record set in 2015. Georgia's international trade has grown by 53% during the last decade, putting the Peach State 8th in the U.S. for total trade. China was Georgia's top import market last year, shipping over $22 billion of goods into the state. As far as exports go, aerospace remained Georgia's leading industry, worth $8.3 billion. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Authorities in Paulding County are investigating a fire that destroyed 5 homes and damaged a dozen others. It started around 3 a.m. Sunday in a subdivision in Hiram. 41-year-old Adrian Satterley is in custody, charged with 14 counts of first-degree arson. Police say she started the fire at her home and it then spread to 19 other homes in the subdivision. Although no serious injuries were reported, roughly 20 people were displaced by the blaze. And after a week of significant rain, dry conditions in Georgia and the rest of the Southeast have significantly been reduced. UGA agricultural climatologist Pam Knox says severe drought has been eliminated from the area. The outlook for March indicates that additional improvement is likely in some areas, although the drought could expand in southeastern Georgia, depending on the rain patterns. Nationally, drought conditions persist in the southwestern U.S., including areas of Texas, Arizona, and California. And Georgia has more than 500 hazardous sites in need of costly cleanup. But an analysis of state spending shows that it routinely shorts the trust fund that's supposed to pay for those cleanups. The state collects $14.5 million each year for hazardous waste cleanup. But a WSB-TV analysis of state budget figures shows that less than half of that is actually spent on the need. The rest goes into Georgia's general fund for other purposes. There are 528 sites on Georgia's cleanup list, ranging from closed dry cleaning businesses to old landfills. The trust fund was created in the 1990s to clean sites deemed hazardous by the state, but money collected first goes to the state's general fund. Then lawmakers appropriate how much of the money goes toward the cleanup each year. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.